boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Honestly, you would think at this point we like look like twins by the amount of times that you and I get confused for each other. Is insane.
It does happen quite often, which, you know what? It makes sense. People don't really see us.
That's true.
Thank God for that. You just hear us.
I get it. We do kind of, some people say we sound alike, and I kind of get that sometimes. There are sometimes that we listen back to the podcast or we listen back to some audio, and I'm like, wait, that was you who said that?
Who said that?
Was that me or you? Who said that? Because it does sound a little similar. I get that. But we do not look alike at all. You got brown hair. I got blonde with a little bit of pink in it. I don't see it, sis.
Yeah, fair.
But there'll be, and then there's even times where people just assume we're together at all times. Like they'll be, you'll be at a farmer's market. They're like, Destiny's here, right? Because you're here, Taylor, or vice versa. They're like,
right.
Destiny, you're here, Taylor's here, right?
And it's even funnier when it's outside of work.
Exactly. You're at Target.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my gosh, is Destiny in your fanny pack? And I'm like, no.
We have separate lives.
Believe it or not, we are not always together.
So I thought things got weird today. I have to go pick up my mail at the post office because things are just being weird right now with like construction and stuff. So I have to go pick it up there. And I was going through the mail. The girl just handed me the mail. She's like, there's so many different names right now with it's like addressed to your address. Can you just go through it and tell me what's yours? Mm-hmm. Which makes sense because there's a lot of names that I was seeing that must have been like previous residents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I came across a card and I kid you not, it said your name. Addressed to my address, your name. I'm getting your mail.
I don't like this at all. I'm not going to lie.
Why? I could pay your bills. I don't want to.
Well, yeah, my bills can go to your place, but anything else, I'm like, what else are you receiving from me?
At first, I was like, who the heck is sending Taylor mail to me, but for Taylor? Well, anyways, here's your mail.
Okay.
You haven't seen
I'm glad,
it yet.
First of all, I'm glad you didn't open it.
Well, yeah, because that's a that's
oh,
a
my gosh. Well, now I understand
you
why.
Now know why.
Because the return is your sister.
It is my sister.
Okay, well...
But it did trip me up this morning big time. I was like, why am I getting Taylor's mail?
That is really, really scary. Not, that was very nice of her to give me a card.
It's because you helped her out for, you did some things for my sister's bridal shower. So she wrote a thank you card for you. But I kid you not, it tripped me up this morning at the post office. I'm like, seriously? I now get her mail too? You're joking me. We don't even live in the same town.
Yeah, I'm like now thinking I could probably change my utilities over to you.
No.
My credit card statements, all the bad stuff can go to you now.
So you just got a lovely card from my sister to me, to you. It's confusing.
She sent it to your address because I don't know her that well. But I did something really small for her bridal shower for her. So it was a thank you card, which... it's awesome.
But speaking of her wedding, because she's getting married this summer, so mm-hmm. we had the bridal shower a couple weeks ago, I got a text message from her last night, and this text message is getting to my head a little too much. I do know that I have some tasks at the wedding. She's not having any like bridesmaids or maid of honors or anything like that. It's going to be like bridal party list, if that makes sense.
Oh, interesting.
So it's just going to be the bride and groom. So I do know I have other tasks. Like I'm the MC for the night. Baby! Yeah!
Oh, no. Is that what's getting to your head?
Well, there's that. I do know I'm not going to allow myself any alcohol that night because things will go bad very quickly.
That is probably a wise decision.
Because soon it will be my wedding.
That's what I was just going to say, respectfully. I feel like it will turn into Destiny's wedding really quick.
That's why I'm not allowing myself any alcohol because soon it will be like, who are we here for? Me!
Yeah.
No. So I am doing that. I am emceeing the wedding. I do get to do like, I get to be a part of the playlist and I'm doing most likely her wedding or wedding makeup that day too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I got big honors. This is the one I'm most proud about though. She said, also, we need a third party to come to a notary with us for our marriage application. So would you be willing to sign for us? If so, I'll let you know the day and time. And it's for an application, not the license at the wedding. You're just saying, yes, I know these two people and they can get married. The dude, I'm going to be so serious. Oh, I'm official here.
You're a notary.
Nope, that's not me. Somebody else is going to be the notary. I'm just there to say, I'm
you're the witness.
That's exactly it. But see, I'm so official, man. I get to say I know these two people. Why are you looking at me like that?
I feel like your other roles are way cooler.
No,
than
this
being
one's
the
so
witness.
Much cooler. This is like a legal thing.
Okay.
And I get to be like, yo, I know these two. You do not.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Your name's not even going to be on anything, is it? You're just a witness.
I don't know. Maybe I sign. Ooh, that's cool if I said it. I better work on my signature.
Okay. Yeah, you probably should.
I don't have like a doctor's signature. It's not that cool.
You got time to work on it then.
You're judging
me
so much.
What is wrong with you?
You're judging me.
I am.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, I've seen this guy all over my Facebook, and he's from Iowa, and I gotta say, he's making history.
What's he doing?
Well, now you let me know if you've seen this, because it has been everywhere for me. There's a guy from Davenport whose name is Jason, and he's getting a lot of press right now because he is on a mission to visit every single pizza ranch.
Okay, I did see something about this, and then I went goals. And then I scrolled right past it.
Well, I looked more into it because you know what? Live your dream, man. I would die to do this. It sounds awesome. So
not every pizza ranch is the same.
And that's exactly what he said.
I've noticed not every pizza ranch is the same.
He said
not everyone has the ice cream machine.
Oh.
That's the first thing right there. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
And the wall decor is always different.
It is.
Uh-huh.
The setup's a little bit different.
Setup is different where the bathroom is different every single time.
Some of them have like the fun zone. Some of them don't.
Yeah, my hometown doesn't. Or unless they've randomly added it all out of the blue and they didn't tell me. But the last time I knew, they didn't have it.
Well,
we also don't have the ice cream machine.
Not bitter at all.
No.
Well, this is like quite the task. I didn't realize how far Pizza Ranch expands. There are pizza ranches in 14 states, which is crazy.
I thought it was only a select few.
No, 14 states. His goal is to visit all 220 locations. That is the current amount. I know that there's one being built in North Liberty right now, so he's going to have to add that to the list. He's made it to 166 of them so far, and he wants to finish it up by the end of the summer, which I'm like,
wow,
dude. This is the dream summer. I know some people dream of like European summers.
Yeah, no, this is dream right here.
Pizza ranch summer? Come on.
I have two questions for him when he is done with this. Who had the best ice cream and who had the best cactus bread pizza? That's all I need to know, sir.
And then I will be making a trip to those locations.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You've said it a couple times this afternoon. It's been a long week. A long 4-day week. And when I look outside, I'm thinking, not what am I going to do this weekend? What's for dinner tonight? It's where am I going to park my butt on a patio tonight?
I didn't even think about that.
I'm just like, we know it's going to rain this weekend into next week. It's looking like patio weather out there with a cold beverage. Celebrating a Friday night. And I hope I just convinced somebody to leave work early. That was my goal with all of this.
You know what I really want in life?
What?
I want a bench. Now hear me out.
Okay. Wasn't expecting that.
No, I want a bench. I have a patio, like a little deck or whatever. It's covered, so it gets a little bit of sun, but not too much, you know, that you'd be like hot.
Yes.
But it's just the perfect amount. And I want to get a little bench or something to sit on my little deck. But I got too small of a car.
Oh,
I can't
no.
fit that in there. So how am I going to get home? Wait a minute. You got a big car.
If I can sit on the bench.
That's fine with me. I'll even provide you with a White Claw.
And now we're talking. This is how you make a deal.
Speaking of, there's a White Claw in the fridge here.
Are you serious?
It's black cherry, in case you're wondering.
Oh, gross.
I don't know who brought that to work today, but that is not what you have for lunch.
And it's the worst flavor. What were you thinking? We got two girls here who think back to high school, middle school, elementary school, and are a little traumatized by gym class because mm-hmm. we are not active girlies in that way.
No.
And I was completely shooketh to my core yesterday to find out, Destiny, that you did not do the PACER test at Vinton. You had never even heard of it.
No.
Insane. So now I'm like, what did you do that you hated so much? And we also want to hear from you. What was that activity in gym class that you dreaded?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people are going to probably say the mile run.
Terrible.
And there, I mean, the only reason I really hated that was because I always got sick after.
Ooh.
Like, I just guaranteed I would get a cold. I don't think I breathed through my mouth right or something.
Maybe.
Something goes wrong. I don't know. But I always ended up getting, like, a cold after the mile run. So that was one of the things. But I hated, and they mostly made us do this in high school, but we had to do, like, weightlifting. And it was, like, it wasn't, like, every week. It was just, like, once in a blue moon, you would get tested to see, has your weight lifting skills gone up or gone down? And I'm like, I hate weightlifting.
I don't know if we did that.
We had like a weird room in the basement and it was scary. That was in middle school. So we did a little bit in middle school. And then you could have a specific class in high school if you wanted to. You could have just a weightlifting class. I refused to do that because I hated weightlifting.
Interesting. So they're like, okay, do it like once a month and then still get better.
Yeah, they wanted you to get better. We didn't do it on a regular basis.
It wasn't like, hey,
Tuesdays, we're going to go weightlift. It was just random. And I hated it so much.
I don't think I would like that at all.
Because it was also in a really hot room, too. Again, in the corner of the basement, just a random hot room. We'd be lifting weights, and then I just didn't like it.
This does not sound like it was an official gym class at all.
I'm just laughing because I'm like, I wonder if my gym teacher in high school or middle school are listening right now.
Oh, sorry.
Because I know for a fact I didn't give much effort.
I know. I would actually love to go back and see what my report card said. Like, how bad did I really do?
Oh, I got like D's in gym class. All
really?
The time. Oh my God. Yeah, I talked too much. I didn't even like, I barely tried, Taylor.
You were having the like, gossip
sassy.
Corner.
Oh yeah, and I was sassy. Oh, you want me to run the mile? No, that's
you
not,
thought.
That's what you thought. I'm not running the mile. I'm going to walk it.
Oh yeah.
I was. We want to know what activity in gym class did you dread the most?
Jill texted us. She's with you. She said, I hated running.
Mm.
Didn't we all? And then also said, and the wrestling part. Tell me if you had this at your school. I remember at least in middle school, it was leg wrestling. Did you do this?
What?
It
no.
was the weirdest thing, and I hated it so much. Okay, so you would like lay on the ground, and your heads would be next to each other, and your legs would be out the opposite way. You'd both kick your legs up three times. You'd go one, two, three, and then you'd have to wrap your legs around each other and try to flip the other person
that
over.
That sounds like someone is gonna snap a knee in half.
It was terrifying.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It was really scary. I really hated that a lot.
No, I hate that so much. Who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know. I still don't know.
I mean, it's a good idea because you get to lay on the floor, but that's about all. I hate that so much.
Well, and it wasn't fun because if you were bad, you got flipped over.
I'd be flipped over in 2 seconds. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I was really bad at that one. The other one that I really hated was...
Thank God I didn't go to your school. You had a PACER test and you had that.
It was terrible. And we had basketball, which I think they have at most schools. But let me tell you why I hated basketball.
I don't remember playing an actual game.
I don't think we did either, but we did like... activities, I guess, where you'd like play horse or whatever, like shoot hoops. I never played basketball in general. It just wasn't something I was interested in. But in middle school, I wore little glasses because I needed them at the time before contacts. And they were little purple wire glasses. And for some reason, from the years of 6th through 8th grade, every time we played basketball in gym, I would get smashed in the face with a basketball. So I quickly learned to hate basketball. I would be 5 feet from the hoop and somehow that basketball would find my face and break my little glasses.
That was me with volleyball. When we had to play ball, I just, for the life of me, could not figure out when the ball was coming towards my head that I should move or hit it, I guess.
Well, yeah, you'd think we'd learn, but we didn't.
Now, I'm surprised. I haven't really heard anyone, I haven't scrolled a whole lot on our Facebook page, but I haven't really seen anyone say dodgeball. Now, you would think that I would regret that activity in gym class, but I liked that activity a lot. It was one of my favorites.
Really?
Yes, because as you heard me talk about how I handled myself in gym class, I didn't really do much. And so when dodgeball came on and we had to do that activity, you know what I did? I hung out in the back and then I let those losers hit each other with balls. And then it ended up being me and then the tough person on the other side. Mm. It was just down to us. Mm-hmm. It was always just me and that other person. But I guess who had all the balls? Me. And they had nothing. And so I got them. Almost every time.
How do you win if you don't do anything?
I just sat back there. Like I hit, you know, I was just kind of letting these losers hit balls at each other. And I just stood in the back. And then they one by one get eliminated. Finally, it would be down to me and whoever was on the other side that was tough, who was like kicking butt over there, you know. And then I had most of the balls on my side, so I just had to hit them and I'd be good. Or I would be screwed. It was usually one of the two.
Well, yeah. I feel like that
was my favorite thing.
Is one that could go wrong real, real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been asking you, what was that activity in gym class that you absolutely dreaded? What was that for you, Kyla?
The freaking pull-ups.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hated them. And then when you were so weak like I was in the upper body, you had to just hang there for so long to pass the test.
That was humiliating.
I forgot that we had to hang there until she just said that.
Right? Because they're like, okay, if you can't even do one. Because pull-ups are hard. I don't care.
I still to this day can't do it.
How buff you are. Then you have to, number one, be like, I cannot do that in front of everybody. And then you have to just dangle there as long as you can, which is also
embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Savannah, what did you dread in gym class?
Jump roping.
Why is that?
Because it was no fun because we had to do certain ways. We had to have certain ways to jump.
Do you ever double dutch in your gym class?
Uh-huh.
I didn't like that.
I couldn't now.
I couldn't either. And you ever got a whack to the ankle? That hurt.
Every single time.
With a plastic jump rope? I get away.
We used to have to as fast as you can, go.
Yeah.
Go. And then they would try to count out as many as you could and whatever. I couldn't to this. I don't even think I could jump rope to this day.
I don't want to try because it's literally a horrible pain when you whack yourself in the shin. Oh, I can feel it to this day. Liz, what gym class activity did you dread?
They would take our weight for all the fitness testing. I dreaded taking my weight in front of everybody and trying to jump up on the wall to see how high I could jump.
Oh, we forgot that we had to do the jumping up on the wall.
So embarrassing. I hated it.
Yeah, because I remember you'd have to go a little further back and then run, jump up on the wall.
Yep.
And if you missed one little thing, you'd face plant into the wall.
Yup, and everybody's watching you do it, and everybody's staring at you. Horrifying.
Thinking back to high school, you would think, even middle school, even elementary school, that gym class should have been the easiest. No. Sometimes it was the most dreaded class because of the activities that we had to do.
I remember my dad always was mad that was one of my worst grades. He's like, come on, it's gym class.
Yes.
And Dad, there's a thing called a mile in it.
Exactly. And that's what we've been talking about. Those activities that we did in gym class that we absolutely dreaded. Tiffany, what was that for you?
Dodgeball, because I broke a pinky playing dodgeball.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's intense. Now, did your school have different types of dodgeball? Obviously, there's the classic, right, where you're just chucking balls at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do, okay, I want to combine this with a comment I saw on Facebook. Somebody said that their least favorite activity was those scooters that you sat on.
I loved those. Are you kidding me?
Those were fun until you ran over your finger, but we would play dodgeball on those scooters.
Did we? Maybe. I think we did.
Or we would do line dodgeball because you would have lines on the gym floor, right? For the basketball court and stuff.
That sounds horrific.
You could only, it was nice because it was harder to actually get people out. You'd had to run on the lines of the court to be able to throw a ball. So it was harder and you wouldn't get hit.
What do you mean you had to run on a line to throw a ball?
It's kind of like the floor is lava. You couldn't go off the lines and just run wherever you want. You had to stay on the lines of the court to be able to
get hit Or to throw?
Both. To be in the game. And then
what happens if you weren't on a line?
You were out.
What?
I think so. I don't know.
That's cool, actually. I kind of like that idea. That one was fun. No, we did not play that.
Oh, that one was fun. Unless you were really close to somebody, because some people would just get real close to you and chuck the ball at you. That was
I feel
so
like
fun.
They'd get so close to me and they would be able to catch up to me and they'd barely just need to tap me with the ball and I'd be out.
That's why it wasn't fun if you weren't good at it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, so I learned about a new thing on TikTok last night. Shocker. That's me every day of my life. I saw this girl posting a video, and I'm going to turn it towards you, Destiny, so you can see what I'm talking about, but I'll also explain it. It's this girl who has a boyfriend with very large biceps, and she says, when your love language is bicep aggression, and I was like, what's bicep aggression? It's basically when you're like, oh my gosh, you're so cute, and oh, I just love you so much that I'm gonna squeeze you and bite you and gnaw on you and squeeze your bicep and all the things.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I've never had that before, but there's a reason for it. I've never had it before because I've never dated somebody with that big of biceps.
This man has a huge bicep, but then I thought
I'm dating
on the whole,
scrawny little men. I like them scrawny.
Noted. Okay. But there's tons of videos because I was like, what is bicep aggression? Like, do I have bicep aggression?
I
don't know.
I would have it. I just have never dated anyone like that.
There's some people who are posting videos and it's just like a normal, you hate it. A normal dude's arm.
She's like trying to eat his bicep. That's disgusting.
I'm not sure about the biting, but I do feel like maybe I kind of understand the sentiment of like, God, I just love you so much. I want to squeeze you sometimes.
Oh,
you know?
I have that all the time. I just want to squeeze you. Yeah, 100%.
But I don't know if it's specific to a bicep, but maybe it's because, I don't know, I'm not into like a huge beefy bicep.
I have something different, and it's funny because I had it this morning, is that I can just look at you and I'm just like, oh my God. Oh, you're so hot or something like that. Or, oh my God, you look so cute. And like they're literally in their typical everyday outfit, but it's just, you just take a moment and you're like, wow, I really have something cool.
See, I do that. And then I have the aggression part of it is I like to just like poke and prod at somebody. Like I just like to pinch you or maybe like tug on your leg hair a little bit.
I need to work on this. I do not do that. I keep all these things to myself.
Oh,
I guess I smack butts a lot. I like do like to do that.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
I feel like once you're more comfortable, it's gotta be like a year in, I feel like. Then you start pulling
at what I do after that, after I'm not smacking butts anymore.
I like to pull his leg hairs sometimes.
Excuse me, why?
It's out of love, I swear.
What?
I don't know. He still doesn't understand it, but I mean it with love.
I don't think you're shaving his leg. I don't think you're doing it for love.
No, there's no razor. I just like to give it a little tug, like, hey.
And you're telling him I love you?
Mm-hmm. Love you. And a yank.
What?
It's my...
You're shaving his leg right there.
No, it's just a way to be like, hey, I'm here.
That's when you smack his butt.
No. I like to pull on his leg hair.
I'm going to try pulling the leg hair, but I just feel
it doesn't go well the first several times, I'll warn you.
Right? No wonder.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I am over this week because I am having the weirdest week of my entire life.
Yeah, you've had some weird instances.
I have had almost three... I don't know what you want to call it. Three chances of almost dying.
Near-death experiences.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to say. One was a vase falling out of the sky and glass almost hitting me. Second was an excavator almost whacking me and knocking me out and also dumping dirt on me. And the third was yesterday, which we believe, maybe just me, I believe, a demon has bit me.
And I'm just going with whatever.
Because I have like this weird looking bite mark, red, I don't even know what you would explain, on my body. I don't know what it is, but I looked up a demon bite and it looks pretty close to that. Now something new has happened and I'm over this, Taylor.
You and me both.
I have a milk problem now and I don't know where the milk went. Something happened to the milk. It's gone. Let me explain. I drink protein shakes every day. I have a high count of protein I try to get in every day. And so I have that, but I didn't want to have it. I usually have it before I come to work. I just didn't want it before I came to work today. I was going to have it while I'm at work. Mm-hmm. So I had the powder in one bottle, right? In like a mixer bottle or whatever. And then I had milk in another bottle. Because I was going to add the milk later when I was ready to drink it, okay? And I had all of this in the back of my car today on my way to work. Everything looked like it was going to be fine. I was like, I know I drive recklessly. It'll be fine.
Right.
But when I got to work, the one bottle with milk was open. And there was no milk. Not in the bottle and nowhere to be found in the car. Because mm-hmm. you would think, oh, all the milk spilt out. It's probably on the floor of my car. It's on the seat of my car. It is nowhere to be found. So then I go and find somebody in the building and I'm like, can you help me? Am I missing the milk? Is the milk somewhere in the car? Mm-hmm. Where's the milk? So I make Jaden come out and have her look in my car and she can't find the milk anywhere. We think the milk may have went through, like, you know where you have your seat buckle and where it actually like clicks in?
Yes.
In the back, we think it may have went through that in the crack and it's now underneath the seat. But the way that mine is, there's no way to go underneath the seat at all. It's not right. like you could take the chairs out. It's not like an SUV or anything. I got a small dinky car, okay? So I'm doomed if the milk really is there.
Yes.
Because I have no way of getting it out. It's going to curdle and rot underneath the seat for however long my car will last me because I'm hoping another year.
I pulled up to the scene and this was a scene.
The crime scene.
At the end of this, and you guys were confusing me. You're like, there's milk. We can't find the milk. And I'm like, you lost an entire bottle of milk?
Literally an entire bottle of milk.
But not the bottle itself. It spilled, and I wasn't understanding that. Oh, so I was like, what are you guys talking about? Like, how can you not see the bottle of milk? Then I was like, well, can you pull your seat down to connect you to the trunk? That's when I saw a drop of milk. But the rest of it has seeped into the depths of your car, and you won't know until you get out into your car tonight and smell it. In fact, I think you should go smell it.
Oh, you think it will be smelly now? Oh. I thought it was going to take a couple of days.
Have you seen how sunny it is out there?
Oh, yeah.
It's also like 80 degrees. It's cooking. That milk's cooking.
See, it was funny because Jaden made a comment and she was like, I think it's finally a sign to get a new car. It's not the fact that my air conditioning turns on with a light switch. If you didn't hear about that, I have to use a literal light switch to turn my air conditioning on. And it also sounds horrific when you hear me coming across town. It's like, that's my car. No, it's going to be the fact that my car smells like
a milk stench. You're striking a chord with me today, Destiny, because I rolled up to the Z102.9 parking lot today. To a scene. You were like standing outside your car with Jaden looking inside. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? And I come to find out that you had some milk spill in your car.
Mm-hmm.
But you never found it.
No, I don't know where the milk is. I'm assuming it's underneath the seats. We're not quite sure because we can't see underneath them. Like a normal SUV, you could take your seats out and stuff. I have a small little car. You can't do that.
Right.
So we assume it's underneath there. Otherwise, it evaporated in thin air. One of the two.
Or it seeped into the seats. Now, you're like a little too nonchalant for my liking because I'm terrified for you that this is going to smell bad.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. It's hidden. If it is underneath the seats, it's hidden and they're real good.
No, I have had this happen, not with milk because I'm not a milk drinker, but I have had things disappear in my car and I forget about it until the smell happens. Let me tell you what it was. I lost asparagus in my car.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This was in my old car and I had gotten groceries. I put them in my trunk. I took them up to my apartment and I went on with my happy life. When I got to the meal that I was going to use the asparagus on, thought that my boyfriend forgot to get them like when we were checking out at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I was mad at him. I was like, oh my God, you didn't bag up the asparagus. Good going, babe. Thanks a lot. 3 days later, I got in my car and it smelled crazy in there. Like,
even though it was in the trunk?
Oh, yeah. It was in the trunk. And I could smell it when I opened the door. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. It smelled like poison, like something that a human shouldn't smell. And I was like, do I have a leak? Like, what is going on with this? And I just went on my merry way until the next day it was like unbearable. I could barely sit in my car. So I opened my trunk and I dug my hand back to a bag of asparagus. I'm not going to get into any more detail.
Because it kind of...
It wasn't right. It wasn't right. It had been cooking in the trunk. So what I'm worried about is it's been like 80 degrees all day today. It's been sunny. Pretty sure you're parked in a spot out in the parking lot where the sun hits.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's going to happen to that milk. I don't think it just evaporated.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I think you're going to be walking into maybe a backseat of cottage cheese.
I do like me some cottage cheese.
Oh my God, it's disgusting. I'm not trying to scare you, Destiny, but I don't think you're taking this seriously enough.
Yeah, I'll worry about it when it smells. That's just kind of my opinion.
You spilled milk in your car in a way that you couldn't really like clean it up.
No, there's no way.
And I've told you, like, I lost asparagus in my car and it was such a rancid smell that I will never forget. I feel like you should be a little bit more worried. And you're like, yeah, I don't really care. Nah, I'll care when it smells. Jill, shout out Jill. I know I can always count on you. Jill texted us and said, my dog opened a little carton of milk in my seat. It stunk so bad for a long, long time. So this is your future. Thank you, Jill, for giving some insight.
But that was above the seat, wasn't it? It's underneath the seat.
She said, in my seat.
I think I'm fine. It's underneath the seat.
I think it's soaked into your seat. And Jill, how'd you make your car smell better? Because I feel like you need to start preparing over there.
I'll reach out, Jill, when it becomes a problem. I think I'm fine.
I'm never riding in your car again.
I'm just going to pretend everything's fine and home and hope that gets me through it.
Okay, let us know how bad it smells on Monday.
That's how I get through life.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.